T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's the end of the end of the end of the end. It's the end of the show show. The end of the show show.
All right, we're back.
Oh, man, I hurt my rib.
Hi there, I'm Gregor, and this is Gregor's End of the Show Show.
End of the Show Show.
Summing up what went down in Seattle for the nerds and on the internet every weekday morning. Oh my god, I really did hurt my rib. I'm Gregor, injured, host of Mornings on 107.7 The End. Nerd Talk, the full 90 Extra Time podcast. Oh, we got a great episode this week, and I know that it's easy for me to say that because it's my own thing, but we like really broke down a weird social moment at a Seattle Sounders match when ECS packed up and left midway through the match. They're the big supporters group that makes all the noise in one end. If you haven't been to a Sounders match, you're missing out on just the chaos that they create. They packed up and left, and we really broke it down, and I'm proud of it, and the reviews of it have been really strong, and the tweets we're getting and stuff is great, so go check out Full 90 Extra Time Podcast. About 20 minutes into it or so, we really break it down. So, cool. Let's just cut right to the chase here. This podcast has been broken, I guess you'd say. We had a problem that I don't know how much they want me to talk about, but we had a problem with a server, and that server had all of the work parts for everything, for my live radio show, for all my podcasts, and some of it has been recovered, and most of it has not. So it's had to been rebuilt or something like that. It will eventually get better. So if it sounds weird today, it might sound weird for a little while, we'll get better. But I have all these other podcasts. I have the So You're in Seattle, just on hold indefinitely until I get my material back, because I have all these interviews recorded that are just stuck in limbo on something called the K Drive. So this is rebuilt, and I'm just going for it because I'm tired of waiting, and it's such a fun thing to do, and so I'm really super happy to be able to share that with you. Everyone going nuts for Elton John. It's just a reminder, my neighbors went to the Elton John concert on Tuesday, and from Snohomish, it was 2.5 hours at 4 o'clock to get to the Tacoma Dome. It's a reminder that we need Key Arena back, because Tacoma Dome, fine, it's cool. But like, if you live in the South End and you had to come up to, I don't know, Angel of the Winds Arena, that's really far. And it could really change the commitment you're making to going to see something live happen. So Key Arena, get done on time. It's only like 17 more years until it's finished. Which will be finished first, the Linwood Light Rail stop or Key Arena? Actually, that answer is really easy because they have a, I almost said soccer, ice soccer team that's coming here, so... Is ice soccer what we're calling hockey now? I'm all in. I was talking a minute ago about how on the Full 90 Extra Time podcast, we're talking about the weird social thing that happened. It was the weirdest match I've ever been to. Now, on Friday, there's a big climate strike. That's what they're calling it, a climate strike, where a bunch of kids are going to walk out. And I think that Seattle Public Schools is handling it in a really cool way. Well, cool's not the right word, but like... life skill building way. A lifeful way. It's very alive. The way that they're handling it is living, not the undead.
In case you missed it, it's the news.
On Friday at Cal Anderson Park, there's a huge student protest, a climate strike. But Seattle Public Schools says, sorry, if you skip school, it's an unexcused absence. Them's the rules. But the district respects students' right to peacefully protest, so they won't stop kids from attending. I think it's pretty cool to teach a lesson about sacrifice in the name of social progress. You could go, but it'll cost you. It's not just like a free walkout. So the city of Seattle might start charging a service fee for all Uber and Lyft rides to help pay for a bunch of other junk. According to the Seattle Times, quote, Seattle would charge a new 51-cent tax on each Uber and Lyft ride in the city and use some of that money to finish the downtown streetcar. Does anyone actually want that? And last night at the Tacoma Dome, with Eddie Vedder in attendance, Sir Elton John quipped, maybe after I retire from this, Pearl Jam will let me play with them on an album. Whoa. How are you going to say no to that, Edward?
You
just got news.
Hey, do you think there's going to be a collaboration between Pearl Jam and Elton John? Sir Elton John, sorry. That'd be so sweet. Even for a song, for charity, for anything. That sounds like the best. Old, what's his name? Jeff Bezos took a time out from building rockets and being a gazillionaire to announce that Amazon, on board for taking their climate impact seriously. Think about how many boxes Amazon generates. Now, I know that I still have friends that don't use Amazon Prime, and I get it, and good for you, because it's awesome that you go somewhere to support businesses around here, and even if you shop at like a big chain, at least they're like, sort of, I guess, at least they're paying people to do jobs and stuff like that. That's cool. It's like still local, and I guess the delivery people for Amazon get paid too. Anyway, we get like 7,000 boxes a week, and I can only imagine that between shipping things everywhere with those big Amazon planes, and then driving it everywhere, then dropping it off, and then the boxes having to be recycled, if that's even still happening. I'm not sure that recycling's really even happening. Conspiracy theory for later. Anyway, with all that, like, it generates a ton of waste. Well, Bezos says that Amazon is going to be carbon neutral 10 years ahead of the demands of the Paris Agreement, which is the big, like, worldwide thing that the U.S. is not part of because we're idiots. But Bezos is taking it seriously. After, you know, they ship 8 billion packages a year. He wants to be a lot more on top of that. We'll break that down more tomorrow in Nerd Talk once I have a chance to read a few more articles about it. But today's Nerd Talk, something much more important. Would you let your boss be replaced by a robot? Would you want that, robot boss?
Robots are so awesome.
Really?
Nerd Talk, talking about Nerd Talk, yeah!
30% of Americans, when asked, said they would replace their boss with a robot. Yeah, I mean, if R2-D2 was your new boss, cool. He can fly an X-Wing and serve drinks. Yeah, but good luck convincing Lasertron 5000 that you're gonna need a mental health day. Okay, I'm back to work. Ah. The food scientists at Impossible Foods are rolling out their fake ground beef product in stores starting tomorrow. Yeah, cows, that's great news, huh? Now, it's going to be a few months before it makes its way to Washington, but this is a huge step. Soon you'll be grilling plants that cook like meat, including looking bloody. That's weird. But you'll be able to do that for your friends who aren't meatosauruses. That's nice of you. And finally, I know we have massive earth pimples to worry about in our own backyard. Good morning, Mount Rainier.
Morning, Rainier.
But space scientists think we're about to see a supermassive volcano erupt on Jupiter's moon, Io. The volcano is called Loki. Awesome. It's so massive that we can detect the heat signature using telescopes here on Earth. Are we talking about space lava?
That is correct.
Cool.
Nerd Talk, talking about Nerd Talk, yeah!
Felt pretty good. Glad to be back. Thanks for tuning in. No, thanks for subscribing? Yeah. Tell someone else to subscribe if you would. That'd be cool. I'd appreciate it. You don't have to do that. Not yet. Not until we get everything all polished out. Wait to tell somebody else. Do whatever you want. I don't care. I just like talking for you. That's the end of the end of the end of the show show. The end of the end of the show show.
End of the show show.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.